good to have you with us on our Friday Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. The Trump administration has reversed a 2014 ban on importing elephant remains legally hunted in Zimbabwe and Zambia. The decision came from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and it was announced on Wednesday at an event in Tanzania hosted by Safari Club International. They're a hunting advocacy group pushing for legalizing trophy imports back to the United States. It also comes just days after the Interior Secretary, Ryan Zinke, established the International Wildlife Conservation Council. The goal here is increasing Americans' awareness of the, quote, economic benefits that result from U.S. citizens traveling abroad to hunt. Now, these are the most recent moves by the Trump administration affecting wildlife. Noah Greenwald is the Endangered Species Director for the Center for Biological Diversity. And Noah, when the Trump administration is making the case here that hunting is good for conservation, what do you see in this reversal of policy?
This reversal just makes no sense whatsoever, Todd. You know, the Obama administration just in 2016 had concluded that both Zimbabwe and Zambia, we could not ensure that any dollars that came from hunting would go to conservation. There's just too much corruption and there's too many problems in those countries to be assured that the money would go towards good things. This reversal is not based on any new information. And of course, there's tanks in the street in Zimbabwe this week. So there's even less reason to think that any money generated from hunting would go towards conservation.
Noah, what's the size of the elephant herd in Zimbabwe and Zambia now?
In Zimbabwe, it's roughly 80,000 animals, and in Zambia, it's roughly 21,000 animals. But in particularly in northern Zimbabwe, in the north of these countries, there's severe problems with poaching, and the populations are declining. The population in Zimbabwe declined by 17% in recent years. The great elephant census in some areas of Zambia found that there was an 85% ratio of dead elephants to live elephants. So when they were doing their survey, in some areas, 85% of the elephants they saw were dead elephants. You know, in 1989, through CITES, elephant ivory trade was shut down. And that was reopened in southern Africa in the late 90s. And ever since then, there's just been serious problems with poaching and the populations have been going down. And, you know, all signs point to alarm bells, you know. So this decision just makes no sense. You know, it's just done at the behest of the Safari Club International, a club of wealthy hunters. A very small number of people who have influence with the Trump administration have been able to push this through against the wishes of the world and against the wishes of the American public.
Well, let's talk about this long-running argument from Safari Club International and similar groups that trophy hunts encourage conservation. Donald Trump Jr. is a big proponent of this idea. People may have seen his picture on the internet holding the severed tail of a dead elephant.
When you look at the amount of money generated by conservationists, about the amount of land that's put aside to save these kind of the habitat for those animals, all of that's driven by hunters. I mean, starting back in the days of Theodore Roosevelt, who was, you know, the original guy setting aside federal lands for that purpose.
That's the eldest son of the president, Donald Trump Jr., Noah, stating the case that Safari Club International and similar groups hold, which is that it's money from wealthy hunters like him that are supporting a lot of the conservation in places like this.
Well, I just fundamentally disagree with that. You know, elephants in particular generate huge amounts of money for economies in Africa when they're alive, when people can go and see them and take pictures and appreciate them. And that generates far more money than hunting does. And again, you know, the Obama administration rightly concluded that there was no way to guarantee in Zimbabwe and Zambia that any money generated from hunting would go towards conservation. So, you know, the Trump administration has no basis for reversing that conclusion.
But to be fair to the latest decision, maybe, Noah, a little bit, elephant hunting, safari hunting continues in Africa. These countries, Zimbabwe, Zambia, have a right to set their own policies. This reversal from the Trump administration is merely on the import of trophies of elephants that you kill. You really can't make the case that new hunting is beginning, right? I mean, it's not like the killing was stopped by the Obama administration.
Well, so the majority of hunters are from America. So for sure, if, you know, stopping the import of elephant trophies from Africa certainly would substantially reduce the hunt. And I would also note that the Obama administration found that this was supposed to be a non-commercial thing. But what they found was that there was commercial activity seeping into this. So hunters were, you know, paying these high dollar amounts, tens of thousands of dollars to go hunt. And then when they returned, they, in some cases, were selling the ivory to get their money back. So stopping the import of trophies definitely cuts down on the hunting. And it, you know, it just really sends the wrong message to be telling these African countries that there shouldn't be poaching, that there shouldn't be the ivory trade, but then to allow these wealthy hunters, the small number of wealthy hunters, to go into these countries and shoot elephants.
Noah Greenwald with the Center for Biological Diversity. Noah, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Todd.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.